I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. Christmas time is always a time when we watch a lot of movies, isn't it? And there are many classics that we all watch. Home Alone, White Christmas, Elf, Charlie Brown Christmas. Even I have my own tradition every Christmas Eve. I watch It's a Wonderful Life, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Christmas Vacation, and Die Hard all in the same day. And yes, I'm one of those people who thinks Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and I will stand by that thought till the end of time. Regardless, for all those Christmas movies, all of them were made in the 20th century. But what about Christmas movies from the 21st century? There are a couple, like Four Christmases, Love Actually, The Polar Express, but I want to talk about a Christmas movie that will become a future classic. Arthur Christmas is a 2011 film directed by Sarah Smith and written by her and Peter Bainham. It stars James McAvoy as a clumsy yet good-natured son of Santa at the North Pole, named Arthur. You see, the title of Santa is a hereditary one, given down to a new person every few decades, and Arthur's dad, Malcolm, played by Jim Broadbent, is about ready to hang up the red coat and pass it on to his eldest and much more capable son, Steve, played by Hugh Laurie. However, when one present ends up not being sent, Malcolm nor Steve want to send it, but Arthur does. So he heads off along with the previous Santa, played by Bill Nighy, and a low-ranking elf, played by Dashley Jensen, to deliver the present in the remaining hours before the kid wakes up. You know, there are many movies that take place during Christmas, but aren't necessarily about Christmas. So people don't label them as Christmas movies. Die Hard is an example of this, but so is the movie Shazam. But there is a theme in all good Christmas movies, including Die Hard and Shazam, that I would argue makes them Christmas movies. It's the theme of coming together and finding family around the holidays. And whether it be blood family or a found family, it always happens in every Christmas movie. And Arthur Christmas is no exception, because the Santas of the past, present, and future can never agree on anything or what's the right thing to do for the holidays. Grand Santa wants the glory to prove the old ways still work. Malcolm is hesitant to give up his position or take responsibility. And Steve is too eager to become the next Santa, so this missing package could undermine his future. It's all these things that make Arthur start not to believe in the idea of Santa that he grew up with. Because if not one of them wants to make the child happy, how can anyone believe in Santa again? But Arthur knows that to deliver the present and to show the effort to make just one person happy will mean more to the idea of Santa than anything else. And Arthur's machinations bring everyone together when they are so far apart, which is ironic for the progenitors of Christmas. The movie is also very creatively appealing. It creates a new type of way that Santa delivers his presents all in one night, with a giant airship with a factory inside and a Black Ops team of elves. Arthur Christmas is a movie made by Aardman in collaboration with Sony Pictures, so the comedy is very British, but its lightheartedness is good for any film this Christmas season. And of course, it has the same theme as all those other movies do of bringing people together, especially around the holidays. But Arthur Christmas feels more personal because it focuses on Santa's family and is directly tied to Christmas. It even shows kids something important in life, that even Santa has problems and isn't as perfect as people think he is. And to understand that everyone is still trying to figure things out, even this far in life, is a good thing to teach, especially around Christmas time. And in the end, Malcolm still establishes that he is a father and he's very proud of his sons. And this isn't to say that the movie is perfect. The middle of the movie is kinda all over the place, both figuratively and literally. Arthur travels to Toronto, then to the Serengeti, and finally to Cuba, and it really loses itself there, but it ends on a very good note that can make this film a future classic for the next generations. And with a brilliant voice cast and beautiful style, Arthur Christmas deserves the praise that it will eventually get. You can currently stream the film on Amazon and Max, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins. Happy holidays, and I'll see you next time.